brother. What's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother,
dig it.
Stop right on.
All right. Good evening and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, man? You still putting in those long hours?
Oh,
huh?
Yeah. And did you see him sneak out of here? He must have hit from the camera with Mr. Santel. Putting in the good work.
At the salt mine, how's it been?
It's been great, man. We're getting ready. Some exciting things happening. I'm sure there'll be some sort of a official announcement in the new year. But guys, it's gonna be great.
Yeah, you know, man. I thought that I scoured a lot of news as I do every day, and there was so much that I wanted to talk about, and then something told me. You know, I have the opportunity to talk and bless that people who think I have something of interest to say, and they, you know, wait with bated breath every day.
Yeah, no, I know to what
joking,
you're referring.
Man, I'm joking.
But I know what you mean.
I'm only joking. But that, you know, people who really don't know me and yet they are willing to listen in. Many think that what I'm doing and saying they agree with, more agree than not agree, I would tend to say. From all quadrants of this state who don't know me from Adam. And I thought what I would do today was a couple things. Number one, I wanted to give a little background on who I am to this listening audience. And why I think that's important is because many times, and I've listened to radio, talk radio for over 40 years. And many times people come on these airwaves and there's a persona that they carry with them. And they're not the same person in real life that they are when they come on the airwaves.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And I remember the first time I was given a radio show. And I was told by the people who ran the radio station, Earl, you've got to find a personality, a persona. You know, you can't.
You got to ham it up. Make some funny noises, Earl.
Well, you know about radio.
Evan. Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's some people, that's what they do.
Absolutely. It's where that whole, that drive time shock jock stereotype comes. All right, guys.
There's somebody different. So I said to them, I think at the time I might have been over 50 years old, maybe 55 or so. And they said, well, you got to figure out who you're going to be. I said, well, listen, I'm who I am. I said, at this juncture in my life, at that time, about 55, I said, if you want me to be somebody else, you know, I'd get mixed up.
I am what I am.
From time to time.
Yep.
Yeah. And I would not know. I said, so I can only be who I am. And so who is Earl Ingram? So I'm the middle child of 13. Eight boys.
I had to sit in for a sec. 13 siblings.
Eight boys and four girls. You know, I was right in the middle. Number seven, you know, the person that when there was dinner time and everybody would be sitting around the table and they would say, hey, one's missing. And they would say, well, who is, well, that guy, that one, you know, there were six older than me and six younger than me. So I was right in the middle, you know, that person, that guy, you know, that's the guy that's missing. And they, well, they're talking about me. When you're from a family of 13, you know, your parents can focus on, there's only two of them. So anyway, that was a mild attempt at humor. But so I'm from a family of 13. My parents were married 63 years until the evil consequences of time claimed my mother. My mom died at 85. My dad died 2 years ago at 93. And I have had lost five additional siblings mm-hmm. over the years. And so I'm married, been with the same woman now for 43 years.
Love it. Yes.
We have two sons, Jason, who is 44, and Julius, who is 37. 18 years ago, we took in a 100% disabled child who was born with half a brain. Half of his brain did not develop during the developmental stages of his life in utero. And he requires 24-hour care. He has epilepsy. He has pica. Pica means that he puts things in his mouth.
Yeah, a compulsion to eat non-edible things. And that, it can be very dangerous. You know, nails and thumbtacks. Yeah.
It is. And plastic and rubber. And he will chew on any wire.
Totally.
And so we've had him since he was two. And now he's 20. He's going to be 21 next year.
And I see him doing his thing in the house on occasion. Yeah.
And so even though at this juncture in his life, he'll never be able to read or write, he'll never be able to live on his own. We had a decision to make because I don't think anybody else would have. And we made the decision to take him in and changed our lives forever. And so we're going to have him until we are not capable of having him anymore.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I worked in industry for 34 years. I came right out of high school and went into a plant called A.O. Smith. I followed my dad into that plant. And I worked 34 years on one job. And worked on a job where people didn't care what I had to say. Right. My wife brings me the paper to correct me. Jason is 43.
Should. Darn right.
Jason is 43, not 44. And Julius is 33, not 35. So, you know, when you've been with somebody for over 40 years, they're going to make sure you get it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, spent that time retired from A.O. Smith. And somebody asked and worked on a couple different jobs after that. I was and then somebody said to me, I think you would make a good radio talk show host. And I filled in for a guy. And then they finally asked me, Willie Davis, the former Hall of Fame Green Bay Packer, owned the radio station where I began to work. And they wound up hiring me and giving me a full-time position as a talk show host. I used that time and wound up being the only non-syndicated talk show host in the entire nation for 4 years in succession without being trained in radio, having never done radio, only a high school diploma. Graduated in 1972 from Washington High School, never spent 10 seconds in a college course, and wound up during the Barack Obama first 4 years with the Affordable Care Act on Capitol Hill, four consecutive years in a row doing my broadcast, the only non-syndicated talk show host in the nation who was invited to do so. The fourth year was the final determining decision on the Affordable Care Act. I was called back, my wife and I, to do my show right next door to the United States Supreme Court as they were debating. This is all true. As they were debating the final planks of the Affordable Care Act. I filled in for the number one rated national black talk show host at the time in the United States. His name was Warren Ballantyne, well over 30 times. So I was heard from New York to California, Texas, all over. Had that opportunity. And then was, you know, out of radio because the radio station was sold. I then began running the largest youth tackle football program in the state of Wisconsin under one roof. 800 boys, I grew that program to. It initially started with flag football, and we had maybe about 50 kids. Mm-hmm. When I left, there were 800 boys.
Oh, boy. Oof.
And over 30 football teams, ages 6 to 14. I did that for almost 20 years, all voluntary. Volunteered 5 to 6 months out of a year running that program with all the other people that went along with it. We saved a lot of boys' lives. Then some guy named Mike Krupp started a radio station.
What a weird name.
I had given up on radio, man. I thought that my 15 minutes of fame was over. I hadn't been back on the airwaves for about 4 years. And Krupp started a radio station. I was the first voice on his radio station.
I was literally just talking to Mr. Santel about this. As a listener, radio was dying in my mind.
Right.
Around this time, I was over it. I was looking for different outlets, different platforms to consume this type of media. And that's changed, you guys. I know I'm biased. You know,
so,
I'm here.
So, Evan, I used to have Jim Santel on my show years back.
Hell of a guy.
That's, yeah, no question. And so I eventually wound up as the number two ranked morning talk show host in a large market in the state of Wisconsin. I won that award, Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. And so, you know, that's who I am. So listen, we've got to go to a break. I'm going to open the phone lines, 844-967-2789. I didn't say all that for accolades. I said all of that because I want you to tell me now what you think I should do better.
Sure.
And where we should go. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into The Early Evening Show. We'll be right back.